You gotta do me again. Oh.
Sorry, I'm just recording BlackBerry versus iPhone here.
Well.
Oh, he's pulling out another phone. Oh my word, a BlackBerry as well.
I know, I play
BlackBerry versus BlackBerry.
All the fences.
Have you started spreading this the piece?
Yes, yes. We're talking about dropping weed off the plane.
That's where I'm at.
The other version.
Oh, right. Well, you know.
Let's skip it.
Yeah.
Drop me a line about the how do you do the automatic content.
I'm trying to audibly here, but it's being quite difficult, so I'll pause this for a moment.
According to voice analysis, I think, or something.
Yes. Okay. 706300.
That's done. Good. You've synchronized so we can continue this interview. Who am I talking to?
Hey, this is Ray Archie.
And Eric Whitlock.
Ray, presentation today went well?
It was good. Definitely enjoyed it. I think you know what? One second. For some reason, is it 0041?
Yeah.
When I do it...
Maybe you have to put plus 41.
How do I do that?
It's so complicated. The freaking
I know.
Here,
Jesus
man.
Fucking Christ.
We've got a man on an iPhone, a man on a BlackBerry, trying to communicate with each other.
So, you know what you do? I wish I had... If BlackBerry had bump, that would be awesome. Just bump. Do you have bump?
And if I email you...
Okay, you have to... After this interview, you must download...
If I email you there, you receive it here?
I'll get it on my computer tonight.
Oh, that's not good.
Okay. All right. How about this? Call me.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. Edit.
Okay. First off...
And I'll change your number.
Yeah.
That will be done. And what about this?
This one's good. That one's good. 881.
It was... Wait,
discard. There you go.
There.
All right, second mobile. It's so fucking complicated.
Oh, man,
right?
No, I'm toasted.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Add a little wine. Okay, mobile 2.
Mobile 2.
212.
212.
363.
I'll probably talk over this bit just so we don't get his mobile number while you're hearing this. Okay.
So the future of technology... It's going to be one device for everything. You know, all this individual device thing, it's going to be one device that is completely personalized. Personalizable.
And how is that going to happen?
A sick dog.
How,
a sick dog.
You know, I mean... I mean, you know, there's a lot of hope with...
Is it
with
ringing?
The droid. Ah!
They're still calling each other. They're 2 inches away from each other, and they're ringing each other.
Yeah, I am being wrong. It's not vibrating, and I will answer. So it's plus 41. Got it.
Let me do that again.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Okay, so the droid is interesting. It's opened up to developers. You can create your own apps. iPhone... Same thing. Now.
Working.
I gotcha.
Cheers.
Dude.
They just bumped via a very
old-fashioned
cellular network. It's fine.
It took us a while, but you know.
Yeah.
It took you five minutes, but.
But we had fun.
You know, that whole business card thing, I mean, it's so antiquated. Yeah.
But I can give you a business card anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Nice. You're quick on the draw, sir.
It's the first one I gave you ever?
Yeah. I never needed it till now.
Okay, man. So, you know what? Before you plan on something tonight, give me a buzz. You never know.
Go take a nap, and I'll be buzzing you later.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Take care.
Later.
Thank you.
Anyway.
So, it's... Okay.
CBS.
Devices. CBS.
Where are you at?
Wow. We're doing a lot of interesting things. It's funny, we just started this with like a convergence breakdown. We're doing a lot with mobile. We
in the US or
in the
everywhere?
US. In the US. is the focus. We actually recently, just in the last 3 weeks, had to lock down our streams to U.S. only. Unfortunately, for our music, we literally, the Sound Exchange, the artist rights fees, we couldn't deal with the non-U.S. traffic. This was traffic that we were not able to leverage.
Is this traffic in terms of legal stuff or just...
This is, well, it's actually just dollars and cents. It's basically it's firmly establishing an ROI. So we actually have had amazing exponential growth. I think in January we were at 115 million listening hours. 4 years ago, I would say it was probably around 10,000, maybe 15,000 listening hours. So it's been exponential growth over 4 years. Now it's very hard for revenue to keep up with your listenership growth. So we got to that point where we had to cut listenership and we had to cut international. And it was literally because of our operational costs. It's not about data transfer. It's not about people. It's about artist royalties fees.
Okay.
Sound Exchange. So, you know, what we're looking for this year are some really creative ways to get beyond that challenge. There's other challenges as well. Server-side ad insertion. Server-side ad insertion. You can insert an ad. Let's say if you're a broadcaster normally, right? You insert an ad at the point of where you transmit. If you're a commercial radio station.
Where is it listened?
Right. Every listener hears that ad. Now, another approach is what they call client-side ad insertion, which is you control the player and you insert the ad at the player. Now, in that situation, it's targeted advertising because you know where that person lives, how they access the content, you may know who they are. So now that ad has a little bit more relevance. It's not necessarily an ad. It can almost be content. Come down to this party, you know, to, hey, here's another cool device I think you should check out. You know, we run GameSpy and CBS Interactive. So, you know, if someone's a gamer, that's a great example, right? You know, you can actually start talking about this new game that's coming out. This is like content. It's like a movie preview, right? The problem with that client side is you have to own that player, that client. If it's server side, the server sees the connection from the client and then makes a determination, queries the ad server, and then personalizes that stream. So in creating that, streaming is no longer this broadcast kind of shotgun. It's now a one-to-one. That stream is tailored to that individual listener. That actually helps us to leverage content a lot better, more efficiently. And that's a big focus for us this year.
Do you think that will alienate your listeners?
No, because our listeners, for AOL or Yahoo, we only have 6 minutes of ads an hour. And imagine that being more relevant. Instead of something that you don't want to hear, it's something you want to hear. If I'm walking down Times Square listening to a sports broadcast and I get an ad for lunch special of a restaurant that's, you know, two blocks away from me, that's cool. If I, in that same ad block, get, you know, an ad for, you know, obviously I'm a guy, right? So if I get an ad for some cool dress from Gap, that's not cool. I don't want to hear that. It's not content. It's not relevant. I, you know, or if I'm listening on my iPhone, right, and there is a new app that I'm being told about. Like I just said, hey, after this interview, you got to check out Bump. You know, that's kind of cool. If I didn't have to personally say it, but the radio station told you.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting. It's blurring the lines between what is advertising and what is content.
And is that core to CBS going forward?
I think it is. It definitely is. We are looking at different ways of engaging our listeners, and the sensitivity is to a listener base that doesn't want extraneous information. There's a listener base that wants relevant content now.